This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1713. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded March 20th, Argentina, Australia, Bahrain, Bangladesh, Burma, Cambodia, Canary Islands, Central African Republic, Cuba, Ecuador, Egypt, Ethiopia, Gabon, Germany, Greece, Indonesia, Iran, Malaysia, Mexico, Nigeria, North America, Solomon Islands, Somalia, Taiwan, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Arnaldo Slein in Argentina tells us there's a new X-band station in that country. It's in Buenos Aires province on 1710 kilohertz, called Radio Imagen in Castelar, Partido de Morón. It's actually been on the air before, but they moved up from 1310 kilohertz, where it was listed in the handbook without any call sign, like so many others, which makes me suspect it is, to put it politely, an unofficial station. Meanwhile, the 1710 Argentine station, which is listed, Arnaldo says, Radio Urquiza, is no longer active. More X-band news to come when we get to Mexico and USA. Well, Samaniev is back from a week visiting his DX cottage on the remote Haida Gwaii Islands of British Columbia, and we'll mention, no doubt, several more of his logs, starting with 3210, the new low-power Australian. He was monitoring several mornings from March 8th through the 11th, and there was quite a variety of conditions. It was weak but readable, or just showing up on the waterfall at threshold level. By March 11th, however, he says some music was coming through at 1514 UT. That's the vintage FM relay near Sydney. He was also hearing Radio Bahrain on 9745 with Arabic music. The giveaway there is that there's no lower sideband, just carrier and upper sideband. March 12th at 0115, weak but in the clear. And also March 14th at 0204, when there was fairly good reception. Again, nonstop Arabic music. 9745 Bahrain also reported from much closer to Thessaloniki, Greece, by Zacharias Liangas. March 17th at 2123, an S7 signal, Arabic songs. While on the lower sideband, he was hearing the Taiwan station Kuanghua with poor audio. Well, Salmaniv is also in a great position to DX Trans-Pacific medium wave, such as 693 kHz from Bangladesh. March 11th from 1617 with subcontinental music, IDs at 1631, among other times, supposed to sign off at 1630. But they were still on the air, and he was still hearing them as late as 1730 UT, which was 1030 a.m. local time, several hours past local dawn. It's not clear whether this station is running 1,000 or 100 kilowatts, as listings differ. Meanwhile, Bangladesh is also on shortwave on a few frequencies. As we mentioned last week, they changed to 13860 for the English broadcast, starting at 1745 UT, after having tried 13580. On March 12th and or 13th, 13860 was also heard by Brian Clark in New Zealand, Harold Froge in Michigan, and barely by yours truly in Oklahoma. But on March 14th, they went back to 13580, as reported by Alan Rowe in the UK and by Walt Samaniev in British Columbia, as well as Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria as of March 15th, where apparently they have stayed since then. But check both frequencies. Several others have been woodenly registered for that time period. Whichever frequency it may be, the same one seems always to be used for the following Bengali broadcast at 1950 to 2000. We recently reported that Democratic Voice of Burma had changed frequency to 11560, but that didn't last long. As of March 13th, Ivo Ivanov says it shifted to 11565 for the 1430 to 1530 UT broadcast. And also heard by Ron Howard in California on March 19th. The carrier came on at 1427, a test tone, and program starting at 1430 with a slight hum. The new Cambodian clandestine I mentioned last week, 1130 to 12 UT on 17860, has been identified. David Koenig in the UK, following our tip, listened to it and got an ID. His voice of Khmer Mchas Srok. I'll spell that. M apostrophe C-H-A-S S-R-O-K. That's as in their website, which is www.khmer-mchas-srok.org, or you can read more about them, partly in English. However, I do not find any contact info or clues about where it originates, let alone the transmitter site for this broadcast, although the Alki list suggests it may be Tajikistan. The website defines the name Khmer Mchas Srok, meaning the sovereign Khmer people. And more on that relay, probably from Ireland, of the Canary Islands station Horizon FM, or sometimes its sister station Atlantis FM, which we reported had moved to 6245. In the British TX Club, John Hode reports as of March 14th, they had shifted again to 6255 when he tuned in at 2330 UT. Then Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reported 6255 for the broadcast starting at 22 UT Friday until 10 UT on Mondays. Then John Hode followed up that on March 15th, he was still hearing them on 6255 as late as 10:57 and 11 UT when they were running Sky News. More evidence it's not that far from Britain as the Canary Islands to be heard on that lower frequency in the daytime. Stephen Wood in Massachusetts, however, reports hearing it on 6245 again, UT March 18th at 0210. With a very good signal. And note that was past the usual weekend-only operation early on a Tuesday. The broadcast from the UAE site to the Central African Republic of the new target transmission of Radio Ndeke Luka 17500 is at a very unfavorable angle to reach North America, but I've kept checking for it from time to time. And at least there was a very poor signal I could make out March 15th, just before closing, at 1729. As I mentioned, this station originates in the Central African Republic, was relayed back to there, so you can't really call it clandestine. I looked at their website, or the one provided by its parent organization, hirondelle.org, where it explains in French the meaning of the name Ndeke Luka, N-D-E-K-E-L-U-K-A. Ndeke is the word from the Sango language, which refers to a bird, and luka is derived from English, the word luck, so it means lucky bird. For a few weeks, we could hear two tropical band frequencies from Cuba, 5025 with Radio Reveille and 5040 with Radio Havana, both on the air at the same time, especially during our evening and nighttime hours. But once again, it appears they're having to share the same transmitter, so they cannot both be on the air at the same time. That is, possibly also having to share the same antenna. As of March 18th, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria finds that Havana's on 5040 between 21 and 06. That's as much as it wants. But Radio Reveille is only using 5025 the rest of the day from 06 until 21, more or less. In the British Steers Club, Harold Kuhl reports that he heard an announcement on HCJB's low-power station in Germany, Wenermoor 3995 kHz, that the German service for South America will stop its Nauen relay at the end of June. The costs are too high and reception quality is too low. It has been at 23 to 2330 UT on 9835. So they're looking into the possibility of broadcasting the German service again directly from Quito on 6050. 9400 is an interesting frequency to monitor. It's been reported active lately, mostly playing Egyptian songs, but it's believed to be a spy station, even though it doesn't do much in the way of transmitting numbers. Tariq Zaidan in Cairo reports hearing it March 15th from 1116 with a test tone, then some songs, another test tone, and off the air at 1130. We have some reports of the new clandestine for Ethiopia we mentioned last week, BBN Radio. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports March 14th at 1900, signing on in Amharic on 15155. But frequencies change from one day to the next from the site in Issoudun, France. On March 16th, it was heard opening at 1900 by Rich Ray in Illinois and by Sakai Obara in New Jersey on 15165. Listening to Sakai's clip of it on his Japanese website, I heard them mention Washington, D.C., perhaps a hint as to where this is really originating. And he says, according to their website, BBN stands for Bereka Broadcasting Network, B-E-R-E-K-A-H. In the communication of the British DX Club, Tony Rogers says Africa number one, Gabon, has not been heard on 9580 since early last year. I recently emailed the station to ask about shortwave and received this reply on February 9th from Dominique Guillot, G-U-I-H-O-T. She says, unfortunately, it doesn't work anymore, technical problems, but the team is working on that. So apparently there's some hope that Africa number one may resume shortwave 9580. In the shortwave Yahoo group, Nino Marabello in Italy reports hearing World of Radio on Hamburger Local Radio 7265, Wednesday, March 12th at 1530. However, there was QRM from China Radio International in East Turkestan, also in English. It gets even worse, just as World of Radio is ending at 1559, when CRI switches transmitter site and azimuth to the other one in East Turkestan in Russian, aimed back toward Europe. Well, it's too bad that the low-power German transmitter has to be on the same frequency as 100 kilowatts from CRI, even though it's aimed southward in Hindi. Christos Rigas in Illinois says NERIT, the new Hellenic public broadcaster that plans to start within the next 2 months, is calling on Greek citizens to submit ideas on naming the various TV and radio stations. This gives us an idea of the new structure of Hellenic public broadcasting. Submissions can be made until March 20th. There to be three television channels, one informational, one entertainment, and one for the diaspora, and six radio channels, news and sports, Greek music, classical music, world music. Number five, for the Greek diaspora, does that imply still shortwave? And number six, programming for foreigners in Greece. It sounds rather similar to what has existed under the old regime. Well, Samaniv in BC reports, RRI, Palangkaraya, Indonesia, 3325. Superb reception from one of the very few Indonesians still on shortwave, March 9th at 1410 with a nice ID. He says much stronger than RRI Ternate and not in parallel, which is on 3344.870. 3325 was still going strong at 1522, while Ternate had signed off much earlier. And he was still hearing Palangkaraya at 1611, a local ID at 1615, and even at 1700 UT when it finally went off past 1702. Meanwhile, in deep North America, I could barely hear 3325 around 13 UT March 19th. Meanwhile, on March 11th, Walt did have excellent reception from RRI Ternate, which on that occasion at 1437 UT was 131 hertz below 3345. There was an ICE ID just before 1500, but no sign of it the following day on March 12th, nor on March 17th, says Wolfgang Büschel, when he checked between 10 and 12 UT using remote receivers. Meanwhile, on March 14th, Ron Howard in California was hearing RI Ternate 3344.83 after being off for a few days. At 12:14, they were relaying Jakarta news in progress, including some sound bites in English. And at this hour, it's parallel to the other shortwave frequencies, 4750, 3325, 4870, and 9680, all of which are slightly off. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1713. Many thanks this week for financial support from Gerald T. Pollard, who sent a generous Vernal Equinox check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. One may also contribute via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Check our website for a lot more information, which these contributions help to support, worldofradio.com. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany reports that the 500-kilowatt transmitter at Kamalabad, Iran, carrying the English service at 1020 to 1120 UT on 21510, is putting out spurious signals on both sides, one of which falls within the 15-meter ham band. Each is about 12 kilohertz wide, centered on 21442 and 21578. New A14 season schedules are showing up now from many stations. Effective March 30th, via BCDX, we have the full schedule for Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, including the weirdly named Voice of Justice English service to North America, which will be at 0320 to 0420 UT on 11780 and 13650. 11780, of course, will be a disaster, colliding with Brazil, which they apparently are not aware is running its own high-power transmitter on that frequency, since Brazil doesn't bother to participate in HFCC. It won't take too long to mention the brief full schedule in English of NHK World Radio Japan for the A14 season, which still ignores North America. These are half an hour each. At 05 on 5975 from UK, 11970 from France. At 10, 9625 direct. At 12, 11740 Singapore. At 14, 11705 Palau. And 15735 Tashkent. And at 18, 9755 South Africa. In DX India, Joe's Jacob forwards a message from the Malaysian Amateur Radio Emergency Service Society, or MARES for short, saying they are participating in the search for the missing airliner. And the net for check-ins and reports is scheduled between 13 and 15 UT on 14250 and 21250, give or take. Listen for call signs starting with 9M. And this note mentions the call sign of the missing plane, which I have never heard about in the wall-to-wall news coverage about it. It's Niner Mike, Mike Romeo Oscar for flight MH370. Looking at the Fondation Hirondelle website for info about Radio Ndeke Luka in the Central African Republic, I noticed there is another station Hirondelle runs, according to their menu, called Studio Tamani, T-A-M-A-N-I. It's for Mali, and it has lots of FM affiliates around the country, so apparently they figure there's no need for shortwave, but you never know. They might decide to add shortwave at some time, as they have done for other stations. So keep an ear for Studio Tamani, and you heard about it first here. Terry Kruger in Florida was surprised to hear for the first time the Mexico City station on 1650, Ser Radio, Z-E-R, but its call letters are X-E-A-R-Z, March 15th at 1050 UT. Time signal at the top of the hour, 1100. And playing music such as I Left My Heart in San Francisco. On March 18th at 1245 UT, as I was monitoring the Tejano music from Texas, about which more later, on 1700 kHz, I was also hearing a few notes of the Mexican national anthem, a strong hint that there's a new station in Mexico on 1700 kHz. This led to some research by our correspondents in Mexico, and Julian Santiago Diaz de Bonilla checked with his friend Hector Garcia Bojorge and found that there is a registration for a new station in Mérida, Yucatán, on 1700 with 50 kilowatts day power and 1 kilowatt at night, the call sign XEFCSM, Foxtrot Charlie Sierra Mike. It was authorized, in fact, last April, but maybe just now it's starting to test on the air. In Yucatan, our correspondent Israel Gonzalez Ahumada has more about this. He points out it's on a list of the Catholic Radio Update travel guide of Catholic stations all over North America, as 1700 in Mérida, XEFCSM, SM standing for Santa Maria. This list was issued last November. It said it was not on the air yet, but may soon be. Here's something very strange from Voice of Nigeria. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says it was simultaneously in AM and DRM on the same frequency, 15120, March 17th from 15 to 16 UT. Presumably from their two different transmitter sites, DRM from Abuja and AM from Ikorodu. But the DRM transmission continued after 1600. Now, was this a mistake or an experiment? Many more logs of the religious pirate station YHWH, which Ron Howard says runs its usual anti-Christian, anti-Catholic, anti-Mormon, and anti-Muslim talk for about an hour, at times varying around before 0200 until past 0300 UT. Both Salmoniv and BC had it March 9th and 10th on 5785. Dan Sheedy in California, also 5785 on March 8th, 9th, and 10th. On March 15th, it was on 5865. Ron Howard in California is also finding it inside the 40-meter ham band, March 14th on 7125, March 17th on 7180. Bob LaRose in California had it March 18th back on 5865. Also heard there by Ron Howard. Bob LaRose comments, "The guy seemed to have a good sense of international broadcast bands until he showed up on 40 meters. I can't help but think his likelihood of being reported to the FCC is much higher if he has a bunch of irate hams complaining about him." A much more benign pirate was Voice of the Voyager. Remember that? It was circa 1982. But one of the people behind it, Mike Martin, has passed away, according to his cohort, Scott Blixt, in the Minnesota DX Club. Well, Solomon in BC was listening to Solomon Islands 9545. He was hearing them on exactly that frequency to three decimal places, March 8th at 0552. The only interference was from some over-the-horizon radar, not from any broadcaster. However, on March 9th, nothing at all could be heard as early as 0313. But at 0627, now the reception was very good with country and western music. There was some adjacent interference after 0900, making it unusable. Sign-off is around 1200 UT. They started playing the national anthem at 1157 on March 14th. But you don't have to be on a de-expedition in British Columbia to hear it. Nick Rumpel in North Carolina reports SIBC to Cumbre DX. He says one of the best times I've heard it was March 17th at 0930 with the Sultans of Swing, other country and pop songs, a good signal, news at 1000. The new Somali clandestine we mentioned last week is reported by David Koenig in England, Radio Hilak, H-I-L-A-A-C, on 15180. Good reception there for its inaugural broadcast, March 15th, signing on at 1700. Starting with the march and opening announcements, giving their frequency and website, which is radiohilak.com. And then an Islamic call to prayer. Rich Ray in Illinois says he also had nice reception of it on the same occasion. Remember, it's a half-an-hour broadcast daily except Fridays, and Ivo Ivanov says the site is France. Via Mike Terry, Keith Perrone on Facebook says PCJ Radio has changed frequency for its Sunday-only 1330 hour in English via Sri Lanka from 9335 because of interference to 11835. In the new DX Listening Digest via worldofradio.com, number 14-12, we have much more about the management problems at the BBG and the Voice of America from BBG Watch, and also the text of the speech former White House correspondent Dan Robinson gave to the SWL Winterfest. Here are the comments I made to the shortwave committee of the BBG. It is extremely short-sighted to keep cutting BBG shortwave output. This is the most comprehensive and reliable medium for international broadcasting. No need to subscribe and pay for phone or internet service. Not to be cut off by some tyrant on a whim. Accessible to anyone, anywhere, with only a cheap handheld radio. But only if we keep a worldwide network of shortwave transmitter sites operational, including within the USA, in case some country we rely on for a relay becomes hostile. It's a travesty that our great West Coast site Delano has been deleted. This must not happen to Greenville. Already American presence on the shortwave bands is only a fraction of what it once was, while Chinese broadcasts, including a great many in English, are all over the bands. Our use of shortwave should be increased, or at the very least, not allowed to decline any further. And then what do we hear via Ian Baxter? The GSA has issued a notice that the Greenville Site A is for sale. Possible new uses suggested are homeless shelter, prison, school, recreation area, or wildlife conservation. Now, Greenville A is the site which is no longer in use, but there's a lot of shortwave equipment there, I understand. And this also bodes very ill for the site which remains active, Greenville B. Two special medium wave DX tests are imminent, KCKM 1330 Monahans, Texas, early Saturday, March 22nd at 05 to 5:30 UT, 12 kilowatts non-directional. And the test I mentioned last week did not happen because of car trouble, but it's rescheduled 1 week later. That's WWXL 1450 Manchester, Kentucky, early Sunday, March 23rd, 03 to 04 UT, Saturday night in North America. KKLF 1700 in the Metroplex, Texas, has flipped from 24/7 comedy to Tejano music, announced in English, known as Kick 1700. Propagation outlook from Boulder. ANK indices peaking at 10 and 3 April 9th, solar flux rising from 135 March 20th to 165 on the 30th and 31st, and down to 135 by April 12th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1713.